November 8, Romeo Oscar cleared.
November 8, Romeo Oscar,
Yeah, it wasn't quite height that high on me is 70, 72 degrees, something like that. And yeah, I see the birds down over the coming up on the Yucatan Peninsula. So it's a good angle for me. I got a good clear shot in that direction. I got when the birds off to the east a little bit, I've got trees in the way. But oh well, you know, no sight's perfect.
That's true. I've got trees to the west, and luckily my neighbor south of me got a bunch of his trees down, so he could put a garden out there, so I got a pretty good shot south. Other than that, I had some pretty tall trees, about probably 100 feet from me. Good stuff to you again. And we'll get you on another one there, Frank. K4FEC, A4U.
Yeah, fine business. Not a problem. Anyway, good to hear you. Good to hear people in here. And if my predictions are right, I think today is the last day of the AO7 eclipse cycle, and possibly tomorrow AO7. I'm thinking that tomorrow afternoon, around 2000 UTC, we might see AO7 switch to mode A. So I'm watching it real close to see if my calculations are correct. So anyway, good talking to you. AA4 QE, talk to you later, Merle, K4FET.
Okay, Frank, real fine. Yeah, I like mode A. That's kind of fun. Take care and have a great weekend if I don't get you again, Frank. K4FET, AA4 QE.
Seven.
Yeah.
now, because you took a drop, you were talking there, and you just started slipping into nothing, and the bird is getting weaker here, Ron. Hey, you were talking about that we're in a countdown. I do that every once in a while. I don't